Let's see what we're up to here on the Gimel Aleph. If you see the wide lines, then it's the fourth of the wide lines. Well, now we were discussing the issue of Targum, Targum Nevi'im, and Targum Ukulis, Yonasan Ben Uziel. Then we got into a discussion about Nevi'im. The Gemara says that Nevi'im is so complicated, there's so many chapters that we can't understand, that Targum certainly comes under a problem if either committing it to writing, because Dvarim Shabal Pi Torah Shein Lo Miksav, or to publicize these secrets and reveal them to Pshutei Am. And the Gemara gives a few illustrations of psukim that we don't understand in Tanakh without the Targum, like this whole story in Daniel Perek Yud, which we don't know what's exactly is going on. This malach appeared apparently as half midasadin, half midasarachan. So B'li Nedir, we'll try to get back to that if we can. But right now the Gemara goes back to a drasha. We'll read the pasuk again at the end of the Megillah. It says, "Vayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor mishpacha mishpacha medina medina ve'ir va'ir." So there's a double language with regard to both mishpacha, medina, and ir. And we've already had a drush, if you remember back way back when, on Beis Amid Beis with regard to ir v'ir, that we were expanding the definition of a krach to include even the suburbs, so to speak, the outer layers that border on the krach. We had the concepts called samuch and nirev, and we'll get back to that. But in any event, every double language here in this pasuk is subject to a drasha. So Gemara says, "Vahashta di amrit medina medina ve'ir ve'ir l'drasha." So you were able to derive conclusions from medina medina, the double language, and ir ve'ir, the double language. And that is that if it's nira, if it's samuch l'krach, it has a din of a krach, and it reads the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So that much we derived in the past. And now the Gemara is going to go on to try to analyze mishpacha, mishpacha. What can we derive from that double language? Lamai also, what is the extra mishpacha coming to teach? So it's interesting that this Gemara opens up with the words vahashta di amrit, meaning that the Gemara, as if to say that the problem of mishpacha, mishpacha is now a very severe problem, because we've just established that there's a limud that we have to derive from the extra words medina, medina, ir ve'ir, coming to be marbe krach and anything that's samuch to a krach. So now at this point, the Gemara says if you're already darshaning medina, medina, and ir ve'ir, then you have to be consistent. And mishpacha, mishpacha is also superfluous. You have to derive something from that as well. The implication is that according to the Hava Mina, that the language, the limud was, the derivation was kefal haloshon, and it was only the kefal haloshon was coming to teach us chiluke minhagim, if you remember, right? There were different mekomos, there were certain places where they had a bezin kavua. There were other cities that didn't have a bezin kavua. So then, if you would have gone on that line of reasoning, meaning that the distinction here, the double language is coming to teach you chiluke mekomos, right? For example, we made a distinction between Shushan and other cities, if you recall. Then we could have said that mishpacha, mishpacha is also coming to teach us a chiluk from one mishpacha, maybe a mishpacha in a kfar. They come in on this on Mondays and Thursdays, and mishpacha in a kfar maybe was another mishpacha in a village where they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays. But now that we're deriving not just minhagi mishpachos and minhagi krachim and so forth and so on, but we're deriving basic halachas about the, you know, who is required to read on Tesvav and who on Yudalid and so forth and so on. So what are we going to do with mishpacha mishpacha? So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina lohavi mishpachas kahuna ulevia. Now this is true that in addition to Rov Yisrael and Mishpachas Yisrael, you have two other groups, two other Mishpachos, and that's Mishpachas Kohuna, Mishpachas Leviya. You know, that's for sure very, very logical. But what does that have to do with the Mikra Megillah? Why would this distinction?
Yeah.
Right. Who would think that Kohanim are not obligated, that Levim are not obligated? But the answer is, the pshat is not that we would think they're not obligated, but rather we would think that they're too busy, and therefore we cannot impose an obligation upon them. They have their first, should I say, primary goals and responsibilities, the Kohanim and Levim. That's, of course, in the base HaMikdash. By the way, keep in mind that the Pasuk also says, Bechol Dar Vadar. So we also have to know what that Kefal Lashon is all about. Because Sof has a long discussion about Dar Vadar. But in any event, what we have to know now is that there's a Chiddush to tell us that the Mishpachos of Kohun and Levia have to come to hear the Megillah. Why is that a Chiddush? Shemevatlin Avodasam Ba'ubayim Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. That they have to be Mevatil their Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, we'll have to see, what do you mean the Avod is completely null and void for the sake of Mikra Megillah? That doesn't make any sense. Mikra Megillah is a very fine mitzvah, but it's not going to undermine Avodah. But what it means is let them postpone the Avodah until later on. Right now, there's a minion that is gathered together to read the Megillah. That's called Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. How are you? And therefore, for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, they have an urgency to drop the Avodah right now in order to come and participate together with the Tzibur. And that's what you'll see here in the top Tosfos on the Daf. Mevatlim Kohanim Avodas L'Shmo Mikra Megillah. And Tosfos says, how is it possible that that the Gemara sets up this absolute collision here between the Avodah and the Megillah? Let them hear the Megillah and then do the Avodah. V'yeshlomer dekeven demishahayir hayom, that there is a crucial and pressing urgent moment in time to do the Avodah. That's called Heir Hayom. And therefore that moment they become obligated in the Avodah. And we don't want to delay the Avodah. So Tosfos says, V'heim v'michim osa, but yet they're going to delay the Avodah of the Shvil HaKriya for the sake of Kriya Samagila. Mishum Hachi Karle Bito. So Tosfos takes a very loose or liberal translation of the word Bito here, Mevatlin. We thought the word Mevatlin means that we can completely cancel the Avodah. And Tosfos says, just on a logistical level, that can't be the pshat, because you're not going to be mevatel the avoda. Just Mikra Megillah will take you a half hour, and after that you do the avoda. The whole day is royal avoda. So the Teretz is, Tosfos says, that there's a separate machayev of Heir Hayom, and we're going to delay the kiyum of that chiyu for the sake of Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur, for the sake of going to the Tzibur. Oh, here's Moshe, we haven't seen him in a while. Bukham Apoyim. We'll have to get out the, the two group of macholos here somewhere. It's a trip. It's good. Thank you. You brought the cold weather. You're not just kidding. Okay.
Cold is relative.
Right.
We're bringing the rain. That's what I
mean. We could use some rain.
Yeah, bring more.
So now Tosfos asks the obvious question. If Heir Hayom, if Heir Hayom is a pressing urgency, that as soon as the day breaks they have to do the Avodah of the Kohanim, so then why are we delaying that Kiyum of Mishahera, that immediate urgent Kiyum of Mishahera Hayom? Let me just get rid of this, if you don't mind trying to put this behind me. For the sake of Mikra Megillah, why not delay Mikra Megillah? So Tosfos says, "V'yeshlomar ditov likros imatzibur." That with regard to Mikra Megillah, there's a separate cue to hear the Megillah together with the tzibur. Bishuv da'avi tfei pirsumei nisa. That enhances pirsumanes. We're going to see later on in Mitzvah Hashem, I think it's on Daf Yud, the Sheik of Ravashi, that Mikra Megillah is only mitzvah. We don't pass it like that. We pass on that Mikra Megillah is a Chovas Yochid. But there's an additional element of dimension of Kiyum when you read the Megillah B'Tzibur. And that's because Tosfos says it enhances the Pirsum HaNes. So therefore we're now in the following binding situation. We have a collision now between the following. We have on the one hand the mitzvah of Megillah B'Tzibur, which has an additional element of what? Of Pirsum HaNes. On the other hand, we have a Machayev of to do the avodah immediately. So the chiddush here of the pasuk mishpacha mishpacha is to teach you that the mitzvah of Megillah Betzibur with its enhanced level of Pirsum Hanes trumps the mitzvah of Avodah. Why is that so? Why should the mitzvah of Pirsum Hanes override the mitzvah of Mishaher Hayom? So then you're going to have to assume that although the Chiyuv starts and emerges with the Shehera Yom, but it's not a B'dievet situation if you delay the Avodah and you don't fulfill and implement the Avodah Mishehera Yom. But in the case of Mikra Megillah, it's really B'dievet to read the Megillah alone. That's one way of going. The reason why that way of learning this Gemara is very problematic in my mind is because the language of Tosus here says, the Havi Tfei Persumeni. It sounds like Tosus is saying that you get an added additional embellishment in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah if you read a B'tzibur, but if you read the Megillah B'yachid, that's basically just as good. I mean, again, you know, if you on a scale of 0 to 100, let's say reading the Megillah B'yachid would be probably, let's say, on the Richter scale, it would reach 80, and reading it B'tzibur would jack it up from 80 to 100, but still the basic Kiyuma Mitzvah Mikra Megillah you could achieve in B'yachid. So if that be the case, once again, I don't understand why the Kohanim would delay the Avodah, which they're obligated to implement in Shehei Rayom, for the sake of that additional embellishment of...
The Mikdash is at the right. Yeah. The Mikra
is at the right. So that's why we need a special pasuk.
It's much easier if that's correct, but
John is asking a more fundamental problem, and he's raising the issue that even if you had the word dichui here, why are we going to be doche the mitzvah of avoda, which is a doraisa, mishaher hayom, for the sake of a mitzvah of the Rabbanan? And I'm telling you,
yeah, the fact that you, in other words, if there's some thinker for Suma Nisa, the socialist is trying to say, when you take things out of order, that's huge. That's huge. I'm making a big thing. Today is a different day. And so, because it's a day occurred, a great day, I'm Israel, we're going to be in the Kohanim, I'm going to change the Avoda to.
To delay it. The only thing is, Moshe, you have to keep in mind that if you're reading the Megillah on your own,
you don't have
then you can delay the Mikra Megillah. Yeah, you can go do the Avodah. Eric, I'm having a problem here, a logistical problem. My mamash don't hear you clearly. Speak up a little bit louder if you can.
Only when there's still time to do the Korbanos afterwards?
Yes. It's all a question of priority of which comes first. We're going to definitely do the kind of mitzvah, both the mitzvah of Avodah and the mitzvah of Kriya Samigula. If it was an either-or situation, one would have to completely bump off the other. I have no doubt in my mind that the Avodah would come first. You can't give up the Avodah for a mitzvah of the Rabbanah.
If the minyan was set
that we're going to have the seaboard. It's going to happen a half hour later, whatever. And then I'm saying if that was set, we're saying it's a case where he'll miss the seaboard.
Correct.
Right. So, but had it been, of course, if it had been both, that the seaboard was going to be later, and there was time to do the vote, of course.
Yeah, that's not an issue for sure. And the whole issue is because he's going to miss out on Pirsum Anes of a seaboard. That's the whole issue of this Gemara. I want to read to you the footnote here. He says the following: Kosva Tosus she ain kavanas haGemara lomar she mevatlim legamri shalo yeshuhus harbe lavodo liachak kriya. So we're not going to undermine the avoda of this planet. So first, on a logistical level, Tosus says he's going to be able to postpone the avoda. There's plenty of time during the day after the kriya. Ella, so what is the chiddush here? That we got to hear the Megillah, She'im HaTzibur Korim Mishahera Yom, with daybreak the Tzibur gathers together to read the Megillah, Yidche HaVoda Li'achara Kriya V'yikri Moim Mishum Persume Nisa D'Tzibur U'lefize Nimtza. I'm just going to read the footnote and then we'll try to take it apart. He says it comes out according to Tosa, She'im Li'achara Kriya, after they finish the Kriya Gamkein Yimtza Tzibur HaKorim Mishah Megillah. What he, here's the case that he wants to discuss. Now, this is a case which is addressed by the Beis Meir. He was the Rav Posen, and then the Ramah before the Beis Meir. What if he can have a second Kriya Samagila B'Tzibur? Then obviously in such a case he should do the Avoda. The Lomak Demon Kriyasa LaAvoda. He shouldn't do the Kriya first and delay the avoda. Why? Because he get have his cake and eat it too. He should fulfill. He could implement his chiyuv avoda at Heram Hayom, and at the same time he could achieve the chiyuv of Pirsum Anes B'Tzibur by doing what? By going to the later minyan that's going to gather together for the kriyas hamigila. V'chein kosov habeis meir based on the Rambam kishiyesh brismila. Ah, here's an interesting case. You ready for this, Rav Ozai? He's got a bris mila on Purim. So what comes first? Do they do the mila or should they do the kriyas hamigila? So he says the following: Molim esatino kodem kriyas hamigila. We should first do the mila. Why? Because we have no problem. After we finish the mila, we can gather together the tzibur and be makayim the mitzvah pirsum anes b'tzibur of kriyas hamigila. Shrei gamli acham mitzvah mila yatzibur. You have the tzibur. So again, according to the Beis Meir, standing on the shoulders of the Rambah, it comes out that the Bris Mila should take place first, like the Avoda. And what's the big deal if we read the Megillah a little bit later on? B'Tzibur, as long as we have a B'Tzibur. So what would be in a case, according to the Beis Meir, if there's no way of gathering the tzibur later on, the tzibur is going to daven with daybreak, then we have to join with the tzibur for the sake of Pirsum Anes, and we have to push off the mitzvah Mila. Once again, this is a pellet blood because, you know, we don't want to delay Mila. Today, they, you know, they're very laid back about it. You know, they, oh, the uncle's coming from out of town, and the, you know, we'll get a bigger tzibur and the caterer, and the 50 million reasons why they delay the Mila. But back in the day, they wanted to do the Mila as early as possible. Can you hear me, Rabbi Osman? I'm trying to raise my voice. Again, it's getting... We hear you. I'm literally, this is Mazik Azatsma. But what can I do, of course? He says the following: the biragra, a biragra kosav sheyesh lavo liachar hamigila, that we should delay the mila until after the megillah. It sounds like the Vilna Gaon learned in this sugya that for the sake of the mitzvah megillah, we're going to delay the avoda, and therefore, likewise, we're going to delay the mila. So Megillah has to take precedence, and we have to read the Megillah first thing. We're more oriented towards the understanding of the Beis Meir, that the only reason we are being mocked in the Megillah here in our sugya is because we have to get the tzibur together, and we won't be able to get the tzibur together later. The Gaon makes an absolute, unqualified, flat statement that we're going to do the Megillah only after the Megillah. We're going to do the Megillah first, and according to the Gra, it seems like in Seder Advarim, first comes Megillah, then comes Mila. So I don't know what the Gaon would say about this Tosfos here when we said that first comes Avoda, then comes Megillah, so we can only get it somewhere afterwards. And he writes here, I am the pre-Chadash of Betrumas HaDeshen, She'im ein lo shahus liavod liachan mila. Okay, this is the case that we touched on before. What if it's an absolute either or situation? Ein mevatlin es avoda machmas priyas amagila. She'ein mitzvah doraisa nidches mipnei mitzvah dirabonon. So again, the whole discussion about Agamar is which comes first. But if it's an either or situation, unquestionably, the avoda will trump the mitzvah of Megillah. And that, I assume, would apply to Mila for sure, with almost a kal v'chomer. But he says that some Rishonim make the following distinction. Even if after the Megillah there won't be enough time for what? For the mitzvah of Avodah. Gam kein docha kriya es avodah. Rabbi, so you're listening to this. This is mind boggling. That kriya samigil is docha the avodah according to some Rishonim legamre, which means the avodah is. Now I don't know what he means. You know, what does he mean legamre? What, I mean, they're not going to bring the shnei tefillin, the tamid shel shachar. You can't bring the tamid shel shachar ben arba'in. So I don't know exactly what the mitzvah is here. But then he asked the question, how could it possibly be that a mitzvah d'rabbanan would trump a mitzvah d'oraisa? And he says, yesh koch b'yad chachamim lachar d'orah min ha-torah b'shei v'altaseh. This is like not blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chalios b'Shabbos, or not taking a lulav on Tesvav b'Nisan b'Tishrei Chalios b'Shabbos, that the rabbanan have the authority to be okir a mitzvah d'oraisa b'shei v'altas. And he's applying the same reasoning to avodah beis hamikdash. Again, I don't know what he means, because it's hard for me to believe. You know, the Chazal say that up until where was it? When Batal Hatomid was on Shabbos Hatam, one of the five things I think that happened. No, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was built up until Shabbos Hatam, there was never a day that they didn't bring the Korban Tomid. I would have said the following, that maybe what they could do is they could divide up the Anshei HaMishmar. Okay, I don't know. That's already complicated. He says the following. Is Doche Kriyas HaMegillas HaVoda Mishum Shechomim Okrim Es HaVoda B'Shei V'Alta Sachol Pishum Min HaTorah. And then he offers, in the name of the Ritva, another possibility that even the Kriyas HaMegillah is considered Doraisa. That's pretty wild. You ready for this one? And he says, why? Mishum Pirsume Nisa. In other words, if you're reading the Megillah on your own, privately, that's a Kiyum Dirabbanan. But if you're reading the Megillah publicly, then you enhance that element of Megillah with what? With Pirsum Anes Mitzvah holds, apparently, that's Doraisa, and it upgrades the status of Megillah to the level of Avodah to such an extent that now Kriyas HaMegillah Mitzibur could be Doche and completely push off the mitzvah of Avodah, even if you don't have a chance to do the Avodah. So again, let's just summarize three sheetahs here. And then Eric, the floor is yours. I'm going to lose it. Three sheetahs. Do we have three sheetahs? One sheetah says the following. That clearly, if there is an absolute either-or situation in which you cannot fulfill both the Megillah and the Avodah. And again, Tulsa says we have to engineer it in such a way that Megillah is Bitsibu. So you have one of two options, either Avodah or Mikra Megillah Bitsibu. You don't have a third option. So the first Shita is the Tulsa's Shita. Most of the Rishonim, they hold that the mitzvah of Megillah has to lose out, has to count out to the mitzvah of Avodah. Why is that? Help me out here, Rabbi Osai. Why should Mikra Megillah step aside? Because it's only the Rabbanan. Whereas the mitzvah of Avodah is the right. Then we have two sheetahs in the Rishonim that would disagree with that principle and say that in either or situation you give preference to what? To Mikra Megillah. One sheetah says the reason for that is Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim Lach or Dover Ben HaTorah Mitzvah Ben HaTorah B'Shei B'Altas. And the other sheetah says that the reason why Mikra Megillah Ben Sibur is Docha the Avodah, even if it means a complete Dechiyah, and now Asher the word Mevatlin is really in place here, then it means that Pirsum Anes is a Kiyum Doraisa. Now, obviously, we're going to have to ask ourselves the question, which mitzvah Doraisa? I looked up the Tariq mitzvah, I went through all 613. I didn't really do that, but And I didn't find Pirsa Manes on those. Great, you're on the right.
When we're talking about the Kohanim,
Was the Kris Megillah occurring in the Tzibur and they just joined the Tzibur? That's the question of them, they were alone or not. Because if the Kris Megillah was already occurring in the Tzibur,
doesn't matter.
But their avoda is for the Tzibur.
I hear what you're saying, Eric, but again, the premises that we're working with are the following two premises. Premise number one is vis-a-vis the avoda, the chovas hakoin is a chovas yachid. Again, what's going to be with the carbon tumid, I do not know. We're going to have to go through kachim, and really, this is a mind-boggling sugya here, because you're right, if we're talking about, I can't believe that we're talking about carbon tumid. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But again, I don't have the wherewithal right now, in the framework of our time period, to right now take about 5 hours of our time and work through kachim and figure out what kind of avodah are we dealing with. Are we dealing with a carbon tzibur, like tumid, which is brought daily, or are we dealing with a carbon yachid? For example, Ruvain violated the thing of Kareis Bishogin as bring a carbon chata, Shimon took upon himself to bring a carbon ola. And that's in any event, one thing is clear, that in the case of Avoda, we're dealing with the Anshei Mishmar. They'll get a chance 2 weeks out of the year to do their avodah, and in those 2 weeks they're obligated as a chovas yachid, and it's their private mitzvah. With regard to a carbon tzibur, we're going to have to leave that for another discussion, because I can't believe in a million years that we're not going to bring the carbon tzibur and the tamid shel shah. There ain't no such thing. That's what I'm saying. But again, but the big finish here, and that's what I think, Eric, you're pointing out here, and this is really something that we have to mamish think about through Masech the Megillah, is that not only is the mitzvah of Megillah a chovas tzibur, what I mean to say is as follows. One thing is clear, we don't pass like Ravashi, we pass like Megillah is a chovas tzibur. That's number one. But number two, there's a chovas tzibur as well. That's the additional key. We're not going to go as far as to say that the chovah itself evolves on the tzibur, only on the tzibur, and you and I have no obligation. That far we're not going to go. We're going to say that each and every one of us as individuals is obligated to make a Megillah. But on top of that, the tzibur is obligated to make a Megillah. That's number two. But here's the punchline. This is the major breakthrough of our sugya. That there's a third dimension to make a Megillah. And that's a kiyum on the yachid to read the Megillah B'tzibur. Every single yachid has to find the tzibur in order to obtain that additional mitzvah of pirsum hanes b'tzibur. If he can't find the tzibur, what does he do? Bekovas yachid. That's how we pass it. And he's going to read it privately without a minyan. But that doesn't absolve him, that doesn't alleviate him of his obligation to find the tzibur in order to gain another dimension of Mikra Megillah. And that's the kiyum tzibur of Mikra Megillah. Now we have to weigh on the scale, the kiyum of the yachid, of hearing the Megillah, or reading the Megillah, but tzibur, that kiyum that certainly is within the whole purview of the way Chazal organized and enacted the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Weigh that against his chovas yachid as a kohen who's obligated the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And you and I would have said, with all due respect to the kiyum tzibur, when I go and hear the Megillah mitzibur, but I have an obligation now to do the avoda, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the pell of this, and that's why I wanted to call this to your attention, is that either Chachamim were oker Dover Min HaTorah for the sake of Mikra Megillah, and then again you have to analyze why they would do such a thing. And in the case of Zayir the Rabbah, they did it because they were protecting you from violating possibly a Malachah Doraisa of Havara Dal Rabbah. See, we're not talking about any violation of Doraisa. And then we have the Ritva, who's willing to go even a step further. He's going to classify the mitzvah, this kiyum of reading the Megillah with Tzibur as a Doraisa, as a kiyum Doraisa. And he doesn't tell us where it fits in.
I would say the Ritva, I put it as Kiddush Hashem.
Excellent. Okay, so maybe, I don't know if you were there when we discussed Chanukah, had a long discussion about Chanukah in one of my shiurim, that it's all based on Rabbeinu Daniel Abavli, Rabbi Nathaniel Bavli is quoted as saying that when we light the Ner Chanukah, we're Makayim the midst of Kiddush Hashem. Because whenever you publicize the miracle of God, divine intervention, that's a key of Kiddush Hashem. And the public nature of Kiddush Hashem is written in the Pasuk B'Nikdashti, B'Tov B'nei Yisrael. Chazal say B'nei Yisrael is like Adas Yisrael, and Adas Yisrael is 10. And you need 10 people for the mitzvah of publicizing the Kiddush Hashem. So that Megillah on a level of Yachti might be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because Megillah is part of this. It might be, as far as Kisvei HaKodesh is concerned, some want to say that Megillah might be a key of Zechiras HaMolek, because someone is a Mizar HaMolek. There are many ways of understanding what the key of Megillah is. But when we add the element of Tzibur into the equation, then we may have easily, might have, according to Rabbeinu Daniel Abavli, have jacked up the mitzvah to the level of Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem could override the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we have so far. Okay. Oh, says the Gemara. Yes. It's an 8:30 shiur. Oh, he says, Mikan, Samchu, Shal Beis Rebbe, Shemavatlin, Talmud Torah, Uboyan, Lishboa, Mikra, Megillah. Now look how far Beis Rebbe is going to take this mishpacha, and he's going to extend it to Talmud Torah. Imagine we're learning Torah, and again, once again, we're going to have to go through the sugya in order to figure out whether we're talking about Talmud Torah the Yachid or Talmud Torah the Rabbim, because Talmud Torah the Rabbim is a separate category unto itself, derived from Hakel, from the mitzvah of Hakel. Well, let's assume for argument's sake that right now we're talking about Talmud Torah the Yachid. So Rav Osai, it's time for Mikra Megillah. What should we do? Should we close the Gemaras? Comes along Beis Rebbe and they say, yeah, we're going to close the Gemaras. Why? Because of a Kal V'Chomer Me'Avodah. We have already established, based on Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, that the Avodah is going to kowtow. I don't know what the word I'm looking for in English, but it's going to step aside for the sake of the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. How much more so that the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is even less on it's lower on the scale of the weight scale, if you will, of mitzvos and avodah is really on top. Avodah is way up there on top. Is ma avodah shechamura? Is mevatlina and is Talmud Torah lo kolshkin? How much more so the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And Rabosa, what we're about to embark upon now is an entire enterprise to try to understand which is greater. Is the mitzvah Avodah greater than Talmud Torah? Is the mitzvah Talmud Torah greater than Avodah? That's what the Gemara is about to embark upon. And this is going to be a whole complicated sugya over here. But I just want you to be sensitive to what the issue is. One question. Just let me repeat the issue. I know, Eric, you catch it on the first time, but I'm very slow. So the issue is the following. That Rebbe derived from Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina the following Kal V'Chomer. If Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina says that the Avodah has to step aside in favor of what? Of Mikra Megillah. Again, you have to understand this Gemara in the light of this whole sugi that we discussed with Tosis, that we're not really foregoing or forfeiting the mitzvah of Avodah. We're really postponing the mitzvah of Avodah. The Tosis sheet is that we would never trump the mitzvah of Avodah completely for the sake of what we do. But here too, I'll pick up my Talmud Torah a little bit later on. So it's also a similar structure in which we want to know which gets priority, Megillah or Torah. Comes along Rebbe with the Kal V'Chomer, and he says if the Avodah steps aside for the sake and is postponed for the sake of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, how much more so Talmud Torah has to step aside and be delayed for the mitzvah of Megillah, because on the totem pole here, Avodah is on the top, and Talmud Torah is low.
Okay, now I got it. One isn't Mikra Megillah Talmud Torah itself. So wouldn't you still be just be switching what?
Right.
And the second is,
I have three answers to that question. If it's a show,
arguably the Talmud Torah, you're actually above the Talmud Torah, because that time can't be, you know, even though you could learn Talmud Torah later, the time you're not learning Talmud Torah is time that's lost. It's no longer. Where if it's Avodah, you do the one, it's Avodah, you do it, it's done. You can do it now, you can do it later, but you're doing the Avodah, whereas Talmud Torah, every minute you're doing it, if you don't do it, it's a minute lost.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about your first question. And that is, why does Gemara say that you're being mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Megillah? Why is that called Bittul Torah? So I have three answers to that question. Give me just a minute, I'll get an answer from it.
Okay.
So the first answer is that of the son of the Node of Yehuda. And he says the following. That even though Kriyas HaMegillah itself is Talmud Torah, Zakiyah is Talmud Torah, but nevertheless, what he's going to require to do here, in order to get himself over to the Talmud Torah, he's going to get introducing a logistic equation. Chal Beis HaMedrash, he has to stand up to the Beis HaMedrash, Shebohu Lomei, the holech lebeis hakneses lishma megillah. The etzem zman halicha zel
bittul.
Again, the son of the Rabbi is so impressed by this kasha that he goes into what I call a dolchin, saying that what the Gemara means here of bittul Torah is not the hearing of the megillah; it's getting to that itself is considered bittul Torah. And he says that's what the Gemara means here when it says Uboyin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. What's the emphasis here on Uboyin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah? Why just say Mavatli Tavatol Lishmoa Mikra Megillah? What's Uboyin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah? That's the Chiddush itself. Uboyin Lishmoa. Even though that during the time of the Halicha, you're not involved in Tavatol. Even though it says Belechtel by there, you think you're learning while he's going to the Megillah region. But at least he's being Mavatli that Torah that he was. That he was involved. Second answer is that in the Beis Ephraim. Now this Beis Ephraim, I have to tell you, is beginner dog vitishka. No, it's as soon as I tell you this Beis Ephraim, what you should get and erase it completely. Okay? The Beis Ephraim says the following. He says that even though the Gemara establishes on Daf Zion, that Megillas Esther Midnoli Kosim, which would normally mean it had the status of Torah Shmosah, but it was included in Kisvei HaKodesh. That was a whole long debate on the Pnaya between Mordechai and Esther on the other hand, Shachin Hesengol, until they Mordechai and Esther persevered. So that's the Maskoda Midnoli Kosim. Nevertheless, he says, Einat Sivui Lekosu, Kidei Lilmod Mitocha, Kidevir Muksu. So he's saying that the status of Ruach HaKodesh here engenders a quasi Tanakh status, meaning it's Dvarim Shebesam, and therefore you're allowed to write it. However, the mitzvah is only a mitzvah of Kriya and not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I should have even told you this. And he says, "Kosval zav neizer she'eno mamin she'dvar elu yotzu mipi also tzadik a base of Ephraim." I can't believe that the base of Ephraim ever said such a thing. Yeah, he says in the name of the Atli Neizer, and such a rebbe, "I lo mamin, I don't believe she'dvar elu yotzu mipi also tzadik a base of Ephraim." It's impossible a tzadik would have said such a thing. You can't tell me that Mikra Megillah is not part of Torah, and therefore there's no cue of Talmud Torah. So now we get to the third answer, which I think is the right answer. In my humble opinion, that's the Nefesh Chayim. He wanted me to look it up. I forgot his name. I used to know his name. He says the following. Yesh lo shnei chiyum in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. The mitzvahs Talmud Torah can be broken down into two distinct mitzvahs. Yesh chiyum mitzad mitzvahs v'gisa bo yom v'alayla. Everybody's equally, there's a uniform level of obligation called the Yisa Boyom Halayla, whether you're a cut, you're a goat. He doesn't mean a cut that you're below bar mitzvah. He needs a cut, meaning that you're not on the level of a goat. Lahagos. Now, what's Lahagos? Lahagos, he means just to read the Torah itself. We should always be involved in reading the Torah. Even if Lahagos means liquor. But that also is a key I'm not exactly sure. I think he understands the word v'isa means reading from the word ha'goyen ha'pen to enunciate the word. That's number one. Number two, the yesh chiv iyun ba'Torah, what we call pilpula shel Torah. He doesn't use that phrase. The ha'inu kol misha chadino akadosh baruch hu was blessed by God. Bechachma bina v'das. Yes, it's a plug for the bottle. Lahavin ifke in yoni haTorah. Oh, now he writes lefalbel v'lasuke shmaytetah libanel. Which means to look at every halacha and the principles that underlie the halacha and try to analyze why, where we derive it from, what is how to define it. Look at it from this perspective, that perspective, offer havoc, and then offer maskala, you build and then you destroy. All this is part of the foolish of Torah. That's why the Gemara says that when two Chavrusa sit down and they learn together, Nasim oivim zelzim, they throw shtetas at each other, they're angry at each other. Right? That's all part of Amkus HaTorah, because from that pilpul and the dusiyah, you know, this discussion and the dialogue, we get the clarity of what's called lasuke ishmaita alim. Al ish zem muta liga b'Torah. He's obligated, if he has the capacity to do so, ulavina al bori. And he says yesh kvar l'kvar l'chiv zem zmanim yuchadim osek b'limud zem. Imagine he's dedicated right now at this moment in time to Iru, to Amkus, to Pilpul, Umasil Lilmos, and now he drops it. And what does he do? He learns Ba'ofen Shivchi on a superficial level. That he calls Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah, the man is reading Psukim. You know, let's say back in the day, today, in the old days, they used to have what they called Tehillim Zohar. You know, they used to stay over after davening and read Tehillim. So it's a kima mitzvah mikisa b'yom malayla to read Tehillim, because Tehillim is part of Tanakh. But on the other hand, it's Bittul Torah. Why is it Bittul Torah? Because he could have used that time to its maximum to be mekayim his chiyuv with the iyun haTorah. Zeh ma'sha'omru beis Rebbe, the chiddush beis Rebbe, when they were involved in lomed lilmod v'iyun ba'amkus, and nevertheless, how you mafsikin mevatlim atzmon, they would stop for the sake of just hearing the Megillah, which is also chiyuv of Torah, but it's mekisa b'yom malayla. It's not the shinanta ba'amkus, you know, shiyuv dvorah d'vei Torah. And therefore, if they terminated that limud for the sake of hearing the Megillah, and they picked up the second category of Torah, he said that itself is considered Bittul Torah. So why does Rebbe say you're allowed to? It's all based on the Kal Vachomer from Avod. If we've learned from Yosef Rav Kadima that we stop, we terminate Avod for the sake of what? Of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, then so too we're going to terminate that aspect, that dimension of Talmud Torah of Iyun and Amkus for the sake of Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur. And it means that Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur has some sort of an element that surpasses even this level of Talmud Torah, which is called Iyun and Amkus. Just like, and how much more so, because if it surpasses the Avodah, then that's for sure. I wrote a note for myself on the side. Yesh li safek begeder limud halacha brura. In other words, when you take out a Shulchan Aruch or a Chayadam, or, you know, now they have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or Rav Gottfried, he was Hungarian, a great scholar. And today they have all sorts of books that summarize Allah. Have you seen them? They have this whole series, what's it called? Journeys or something. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called Journeys, whatever it's called. They have these books that summarize Allah. So that I call Allah of Brura. You know, America's Rabbi Yeshiva has a whole set of Gemaras that are called Allah of Brura. But Allah of Brura means I give you the bottom line. It's like, I don't know if you have this in your marriage, but my marriage is... what's the bottom line? I like all your pilpul rabbi verse on, you know, but give me the bottom line. So I'm learning the bottom line. So I'm wondering if a person is allowed to stop his limud b'iyun for the sake of being osei b'halacha pshuta. According to this nefesh chaya, that might constitute bittul Torah. Because You have the capacity to learn Torah on the deepest level, and you're dropping that for the sake of the low level. Maybe that's bittul Torah. So that's as far as I found here on that question. The other question that Eric was asking is that isn't this a case where you're not just delaying the Talmud Torah, like in the case of Avodah, because the Avodah will be done, but you're absolutely undermining the Talmud Torah? So I think we have to put the two questions together, and sort of like one question answers the other. In other words, you're not really undermining the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You are involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just on a qualitative level, you're forfeiting the qualitative level of learning Torah. So that the Gemara considers, again, the Gemara is going to now reject it. That the Gemara thinks that that's like delaying the avodah. It's in a sense, even though, you know, qualitatively there's a chiyuv of avodah misha heir ayom is a separate category in avodah, but nevertheless, despite that qualitative downgrade of the Torah, you know, into a lower level of avodah, but nevertheless, for the great mitzvah of Mikra Begila, they established that you have to be mevatel. And here too, we're downgrading the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from one qualitative level to a lower qualitative level. But we will be able to be mekayim that lower qualitative level, even as we read the Megillah. So therefore, we're just delaying that qualitative level of Talmud Torah. And we're going to stop here, but we'll just read one more line in the Gemara, just to show you where we're going from here. The Gemara says, "V'chi avoda chamura mi Talmud Torah." The very premise of Beis Rebbe is highly questionable. On this totem pole, on the scale, is it really true that avoda's on the top and Talmud Torah is somewhere a couple of notches below? And now the Gemara is going to quote the whole parsha of Milchemes Yericho, that Yeshua battled Yericho, to try to prove that Talmud Torah is even greater. And this is all based on a pasuk, which you'll see on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Vayolen Yoshua b'alayla ha'hu b'tocha em. You see that pasuk? And the Gemara is going to say that that means that he was involved and dedicated to the mitzvah of Emek HaTorah, of learning Torah ba'amkus. And then we'll turn it to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we'll see that the Gemara assumes that mitzvah of Talmud Torah ba'amkus is so great that Chas v'Shalom, God threatened Yoshua that if he didn't dedicate himself to that mitzvah, then the whole endeavor, the whole enterprise of defeating Yericho was in question. And then the Gemara is going to go back and forth on two categories of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah the Yochid and Talmud Torah the Rabbin, and the Mirtz Hashem will pick that up tomorrow. I want you to have a great day.